Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
All right, very quickly, just want to talk about luck. We spoke about, actually, Rashi says it's not a yontiv, it's not an 8-day yontiv. But there is a minhag which you, I'm sure, are familiar with. I just wanted to quickly just run through this very interesting concept. The Mechaber writes in the very first halacha of Shulchan Aruch that even though it's mutter to do malacha, he writes, "V'noagos hanashim shelo lasos malacha ba'ot shahaneiros dolkos." There's a minhag for women not to do any malacha while the candles are lit. And there are those who say, and you can't be lenient on them. So that's what the Mechaber paskin. So if you just read the Shulchan Aruch, so you would say, you can't do anything. Shalom lasos malacha. You can't do any malacha, and you can't be makel on them, and that's just the way that it goes. Oh, so that's the question. So what's malacha? That's what's malacha. So first of all, why women? Why is this only, we're putting this on the women, I have to do malacha? So the the Mefarshim explained, because since the very next line the Ramah is going to talk about is the Fish Anes Natsa B'Cholav, the reason why there's a meaning to eat dairy products on Chanukah. He does not mention oily products, by the way, only dairy products.
Oh, he just made up the oil?
Yes, that's right. It's not in Shulchan at all. The Fish Anes Natsa B'Cholav She'achila Yehudis Asa Oyev, because Yehudis fed one of the Greek... army generals' milk during one of the incidents that took place, and she was able to kill him through that. So therefore there's a minhag that since the women were involved in the miracle, as we have by Pesach and we have by Purim, so therefore there's a minhag to eat the cheese, dairy products over Hanukkah. So since women were so involved, so the women took upon themselves this minhag of not doing malacha ba'ot shehaneir zolko. So what's the reason specifically for not doing malacha? What does that connect? So there are two reasons given amongst the poskim, which would have major ramifications as to what it is. The Levush writes that the reason is because this is a yontif of Hallel and Hodah, so with the recognition that this is a Hallel and Hodah time, that the focus is to be spiritually involved in those activities, so the women took upon themselves not to do any malacha while the candles are lit, to recognize that this is a yontif not of malacha, it's a yontif of Hallel and Hodah. According to that approach, which we do not paskin, but if that were the reason why, is that while the candles are lit, that it would be a recognition of Hallel and Hodah, not only would it apply the entire time that the candles are lit, not just for the half hour, but if your candles will burn for 3 hours, it would be for the entire 3 hours. And it would also would not make a difference if you were actually at home or not. Let's say you lit and you went out to some Hanukkah party somewhere. According to the Levush's understanding of this minhag, for the entire time the prohibition of the minhag not to do malacha would apply. We, however, do not go with the Levush's explanation, we go with the Mishabru's explanation. The Mishabru explains that it is simply a reminder not to benefit from the light of the candles. Since it's also l'hishtamish behen, you're not allowed to derive any benefit from the candles. So as a reminder, so I'm guessing at this point, I can't say exactly, I didn't see this inside this way, but since, I guess, in the times before electricity, you would do malacha by candlelight, so the women took upon themselves not to do malacha during the time the candles were lit to show these candles are nace reminding candles, not for the purpose of malacha, so they will not do malacha while the candles are lit. And Mishabu writes explicitly that because of that, it's only forbidden, or it's only a minhag, I don't want to use too strong a language, it is a minhag, while the candles are lit for the first half hour. Because they're only prohibited to get benefit from the lights during the first half hour. So since in the Mishabur's explanation, which is what we go with, it's in order to distinguish and recognize the candles as non-useful light, but as miraculous light. So they didn't do malacha based on the candlelight, but that's only true when you can't get benefit from the candles. You're only not allowed to get benefit from the candles for the first half hour. So that would only be the time period where one could not, the minhag would be not to do malacha, would be during that first half hour. And also you'd have a second leniency, since the whole purpose is not to come to get any benefit. If you're not home, say you lit candles and then you go out, you also wouldn't have this issue in any way, shape, or form, which we'll see will not be very practical. Wait one second. Let's look at what is actually going to result in. The main question is, what's a malacha? So what is this minhag for women not to do any malacha? So the poskim describe in this descending order of severity, which ends up being not very severe at all. First step that comes in the poskim is, it's not any worse than a yontif, a real yontif. Even during yontif, you can cook. So there's no way that we're going to forbid women from cooking. If you want to cook, go right ahead. You could for sure. It's not any worse than yontif. Then the poskim said, it's not any worse than chol hamoed. Chanukah is not going to have a stronger halachic status than Chol HaMoed. So you cannot do laundry in Chol HaMoed.
Right.
Right. So in other words, so it's not going to be any worse. In other words, whatever's permitted on Chol HaMoed should be permitted on during this time of Chanukah. Meaning, if you're allowed to get in your car and run an errand on Chol HaMoed because you're allowed to do that, so then you'd be allowed to do that on Chanukah also. Whatever the things that you couldn't do, which were not for the sake of the Yontif on Pesach and Sukkot, you couldn't do during Chol HaMoed. If it was a Maisa Uman, if it was a tremendous, it had a lot of craft involved, it required an expertise. So just like you wouldn't do that on Chol HaMoed, that would be what a woman would have a minhag not to do during the Malacha of Chanukah. And then later, Poskim discussed, and this is what Ritzi Berkowitz says, Halacha Leisa out of Baltimore as well, that it really became simply Shelo Asu Ela Malachas Tfira and Kibus Vegeot. It was specifically sewing and laundry. Laundry was a much more arduous task than it is now. Now it's tedious, but it's not physically as toiling as it was throwing things into the laundry machine, but washing machine. But that the original minhag was not to be involved in sewing and in laundry, and that's pretty much when we say out of the Shulchan Aruch, who says this broad language of the minhag is for women not to do malacha when the candles are lit, is really you shouldn't do laundry or any needlework. Sewing is really what the minhag is, and certainly cooking, baking are not in any way prohibited. Getting in a car, anything you do on Chol HaMoed, so that there was a minhag that women took upon themselves, as the Mishnah Berurah writes, which was a reminder that the candles are not for use. Candles are lehisakel liros b'hem, and to remember the nais. And so they didn't want to do malacha by candlelight. So they took upon themselves not to do malacha as a reminder, as a hecker, that they were not using these candles for anything, that we should know what it is that they're for. And the real malacha that the poskim really say is the remnants of this minhag is specifically laundry and sewing. So if it's relevant, but it's worth to know that if someone says, you can't do that during beyond that is really pretty much fine for a woman to do. It would only be anyway during the half hour that the candles are lit. But if you wanted to take a half hour off, and you could say, I'm not doing anything, candles are lit, I'm just going to look at them and bask in the radiant glow of the candles and tell your husbands to put the kids to bed, it's totally fine with.
You can't use them as light.
Candles. That's correct. That's right.
That's what the shamash is for.
That's what the shamash is, to make sure that if somebody ended up using them, they could say they got from the shamash. But one shouldn't use the candles even saying that there's a shamash there. We mostly have shamashes anyway just from the electricity that's in the house. The minhag is still to light a shamash as a reminder, and as just in case you got some benefit, that you could say it came from the shamash. But that's anyway. Just wanted to go over. That's really what comes out of the halacha. The first halacha the Shulchan Aruch discusses is the minhag of the malacha, women not to do malacha, so don't do any laundry or sewing while the half hour after the candles are lit. Other than that, pretty much good to go. All right, Afreyos and Chanukah, enjoy.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.